Blog Talk Radio.
This is where it's at. This is where it's at.
Now, Magar Hour, Chaz Raz, Tom Preps, all the best right now. Hey, we're not about masturbating. Jerry, get it out. Stop trying to psychologically traumatize me and subconsciously guide me into jerking my dick. I saw the signs. Magar out. This is what's happening right now, and it's happening for you. Tom Preps is here to do the do. Oh, my fucking God, I'm ready to go. It's full run on the bones. Up. Bank in action. Black in action. It's the Corbo Central situation. Tom Preps. All of you. And you don't care. You're gone. We'll hang up. Mars attacks, ball sacks, wax. Lexus sexist, Lexus. On social media. We don't get to touch your toys. Not about it right now. So get ready. Get excited. Run the thing up. On all these phones right now. Let's just get it cracking right up. I mean, what the fuck? What day is it? Saturday, right? Might as well party. Hang up on everybody. Callers 1-7, you're gone. 7? Hey, I hung up on you. 8, 9, and 10, you're out of here, and you don't even care about you guys. The rest of you that are there, we're hanging up on you. You can hear us talking. We love you. You're the best. You know.
I'm doing important things in here. What's going on? And what's going on, area code 214? What do you want?
Oh, buddy, I'm having the shakes. I'm having the withdrawal from the NyQuil's Equil.
Having the withdrawals of the roan, you're black in the saddle again. You once were white, but now you're honorary black. I'm going to help you feel better right now. I'm going to help you feel better. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
UFOs climbing around me. I know they're trying to stop me from saying what I'm going to say. And I know that it's rough for you and bad for you. So crank up some of that hot space deck right now. And let's get old Spiro Bells back in action. Black in action. Right now. Spiro Bells. Mill Sprouse. Spiro Frails. You have been brought before the Roan Tribunal for such crimes as under Roan public behavior. Jim Joe S. Ways, Richard Glowing Yellow, categorized as 1-7. You've been seen running through the woods. We're going to help you now, and I want you to put your hands up as you look at me in my face, and I look at you with some of that green seafood dribbling out of the side of your mouth because you drank too much of it. I want you to know now you can feel all the active ingredients of that sweet baby. Just dribbling at you. You feel the tingling coming through your fingers. You feel it coming through your toes. You feel your balls bunching up. Don't pull on them, because if you do, it will give you the sensation of burning. And you're pulling on it. So keep pulling your dick right now. And as you're masturbating and going against everything the Magar stands for, I want you to know to release those evil demons out of yourself. Release those evil demons out of your gendo. Shave your grobes off in your parents' bed. Oh, mo, mo, time to go full roll. Right goddamn now. Sprill Brails, I know you can barely talk, let alone breathe. But right now, the power of the roan's flying through you.
You're live.
We want to thank Bill Bells for a generous donation he's making right now.
Think about him.
He's making a donation. We gave him the guidance. He asked for it. Am I better now? Do I sound better now?
You do. Just we need Gary to watch the levels. You have him peaking. You have him peaking. Watch his peak levels.
Blaze it. 420. Fagore. We're supposed to be getting phone calls from Jack lying his ass off, Dill Pickle Clawson, but he never calls. Ever. We help him with views and likes, but he never calls. We miss him.
Also, he steals our ideas. He tries to be clever and original by stealing our ideas.
I'm the guy who taught you about cuckolds. Tom Preps is the dude who showed you videotapes of your wife getting reverse cucked. And you're trying to steal our cuckstrobe, saying, hey, I just thought, you're trying to call us hipsters, bitch? We might be. We might very well be. And that's your fucking fault, Jack Clawson. That's what you fucking did, and that's what you've caused here tonight. If you don't call in right goddamn now, oh, mo, mo, what you gonna do? I miss my Uncle Charles and my dog. Rest in peace to the main man in Temptations, Snoop Dogg's band, Pumpkin Keish. You're the best. Rest in peace.
Well, I'm sad to report that we are dead.
We're dead.
Send money.
Send us money. We're dead and we need that money to stay alive. It's expensive. It's a high stakes, expensive ass game. Cool guy game. Internet cool guy game costs real time IRL money dollars. TLDR, you didn't get it? You want to get it? Give us that money and you don't have to know. Just give us that money, baby. It's that easy. PayPal, Magar Hour, donations.
Ooh.
At yahoo.com. And you just go to PayPal and say, here's that money dollars. Those boys need it, and we goddamn need it. So send that money to us. Because we're dead. And don't tell our moms we're gay either, motherfucker. You can't do that shit to me.
We're still in the closet. We're very straight acting.
We're straight.
And we're still in the closet.
We're not even gay ever, okay? The gay for pay Corbo Tendo situation is a situation where Corbo Tendo went around his neighborhood and spray painted Blaze It 420 faggot with dicks all
hey,
over
now.
The neighborhood.
Hey, answer my call. Am I in there?
Yeah, you're in here.
Y'all
hang
talking
up,
about them faggots. Speaking about faggots, what about my faggot stepson? He's down there in the goddamn basement all hours of the night, electronic dance music blazing up out of there like it's goddamn Studio 54. I go to open up the laundry chute. There's all types of lasers shooting up the vent like Cyclops having a goddamn stroke down there.
Witches don't congregate the way we do. They circle. A coven of witches is 13 or less. Anything over 13 is considered a grove. Satanists, 13 or less is a coven. Anything over 13 is called a grotto. Yeah.
inadequate as are conventional methods of printing envelopes. Even with small quantities, it's necessary to constantly readjust the suction device.
Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Go full roam. The Cigar Hour.
Now you can start listening.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Cigar Live. Chaz Raz, Tom Preps, Old Greg, and all the rest. I got a quick news story here. Kentucky Sheriff asked drug dealers to turn in their competition. He posted these anonymous pieces of paper all over the bad parts of town. He says, attention drug dealers, is your drug dealing competition costing you money? We offer a free service to help you eliminate your drug competition. Just report who your drug dealing competition is, where they live, what their home phone number is, what their cell number is, what vehicle they drive, or any other sort of contact.
And what are their prices like? Are they moderately priced?
Dude, you're fucking...
So, yeah, I just want to say bravo. Bravo to this cop for getting rid of weedos and weed-selling nuggos.
You're a marijuana felon. Look, I want you to El Chupacabra my...
A marijuana.
Of marijuanos, Officer Straps. Also, hey, I'm vaping on cowboy juice. So I don't know about you, yeah, you know I mean, officer, but yo, hey... Them dudes are dealing drugs. It's me. I'm selling them too, but they're selling them. So you go there and you bust them, and then I keep selling drugs. So pretty much this old brown bear, because that's what truckers call him, is hanging around in a chicken coop talking about, hey, yo, drug men, give me all your drugs and tell me about where other drug dudes are so we can come hang out with them. I'm open to this.
And you should see the picture of this guy. He's just got the best smile in the world because you know he's doing the Lord's work. I mean,
yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, this guy does it all.
Shabbat Shalom, cheese it, the Goya Miranda.
Don't be a scapote.
Hey, don't be such a goddamn scapote over here.
You're being a Truman scapote. He's over there.
So you're trying to scapote me? We've been trying to get it on Roan for blast, and he messed up my roller coaster. Last night, so I had to, you know, I call him a scapote. Help me make a new roller coaster. Call in right now, 347-215-768. Fund Crazy Chaz Raz's Corbotendo Lexus Sexus Flexus. Please, blaze it 420. Faggot on their knees. Roller coaster. Corbotendo, gay for pay. He paid for gay sex, right? That's what it is, gay for pay. He gives the gay sex.
Couldn't wait the rape, so he vaped. And it's a pay for gay sex hour.
No. We told him no. And before you get mad, you know, I'm getting messages right now like, oh, my God, you just said the word faggot. Yeah, I did. We gay. We gay now. And we more
gay.
We
was gay now before it was cool.
If you Google us and you find out how gay we really are, please go ahead and send a self-addressed stamp envelope of your noggin after you chop it off and stuff a bunch of pills down your neck.
That really would be sexy.
I can get off.
That's the only way I can get off.
Are you tired of smoking those dirty, hot, foul-smelling cigarettes? Well, introducing Midgeret. You use the cream, then you feel great. No odor, no fuss, no muss. Just spread the soothing nicotine cream on your mouth, anus, or nostrils. Then get ready to enjoy of the day. The Jim Toe Juarez Midgeret Way. Cigarettes, yuck. Midgerettes, yum. Oops. Also home to mini majars.
Hi, I'm Zach Singer's Brews of Stuntman. Do you ever watch the news and think and get scared and think of Ebola? The Ebola virus comes from Africa. I know I do. I get very scared.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha
illallah. Welcome back to the show. It's live, Magar Hour. We're here, where it's your hour, and this is what your parents like to do after they have sex. They tune in because Chaz Raz, Tom Preps, old Greg, we tell it how it is.
We do.
You like it.
Yeah, I mean, we
you
do
like
all right.
That. Yeah, I'm saying you like that. You, hey, yo, you like that shit? You like that? You like that shit? Yeah, son. World star, baby.
Wait, that's not a
world star,
baby.
Hollers.
Is Brian Allen Fortune getting sex forever and always? That clip will always be Brian Allen Fortune getting sex. He gets sex, man. That dude gets sex, Tom Preps. You heard it here last night. He's on Tinder trying to find that match, trying to get that show off the ground.
He's trying his heart out. He's looking for a pizza date.
The way he said it was so fucking good, and I don't usually do this. We usually just do our shows and just blast off into space. But, like, yo, this motherfucker was like this. Hey, we're just down here, Script TV, just getting a late night show. You know, Adam Carpo's down here just helping us get this whole project off the ground. You know what I'm saying? Because
you can feel that flame.
That's what it sounded like. That's what it was like.
Also, that guy is one of the smartest minds in comedy. He's so quick.
Yeah.
And he's a master of the craft. And he stayed in character the whole time. I mean, for a second, I did think he was an underwrought Rijard. But then I realized it's just character. He's staying in character. He's committed to the gimmick, and he's living the gimmick.
What?
Oh, sounds like the nachos are bubbling.
No. Hold on, dude. I gotta fit it in there. It's a little bit swollen from last time, but I bet I can.
Don't finesse it.
No. You gotta get it in. Just fit it in just right. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Oh, dude. Dude did 9/11, bro. Oh. Oh, crashing up my nachos. help. Help. What am I doing in here with you guys? Who are you?
I don't know. We got a sweet rocking 80s
what?
Band. They're indigenous persons. They're Naked Americans.
Yeah,
they
man.
They know how to rock.
No, man. They just know how to rock, and they know how to keep that cock fucking hard. They're not
they got
taking
the cock, they got the rock.
Yeah, they're not taking pills, man. They got a big old mom haircut. They look like a lady named Cheryl you used to do bingo with. You might be at the sipping strut, serving you your Darrell menthol rolled gold cigarettes. And speaking of cigarettes, show me what's in your goddamn pockets, Greg.
Oh, God.
Take it out. Take it out, motherfucker. Tom Preps, go ahead and tell us what's in this motherfucker's pocket.
I can't believe you just pocket checked me on the spot like that. This is bad.
Look, it's what looks to be a jar of many majars, courtesy of Jim Towards, but inside it's full of cigarettes.
There's cigarettes in here. There are fucking cigarettes in the Jim Towards mini majar fucking pack.
Woo! You know that's God, I can't even explain myself out of this one. You know every now and again, I like a nice, long, slow drag off of a Virginia Slim 100 menthol.
No, I know how it goes. You're like, pretty much, they think they got it because they just caught me. Tom Preps, what else is in his pocket?
There we go. Reach it in here.
Is that a
careful, there might be a needle. There might be a needle. Don't reach in there too deep.
No, this breaks my heart. I feel it in here. Even before I pull it out, I know exactly what it is.
The baby. Fucking baby. You got babies. You got hidden cigarettes. I'm telling you right goddamn now, I'm getting pissed. I'm getting mad. It's Cigarette Batman. Just like before and just like always, Cigarette Batman doesn't let those cigs go to waste. Rub them on me. Kiss them on me. Give me those
Cigarette Batman versus the smoker.
I don't want to get beat up by Batman. I know that the cigarette vigilante thing is real big right now. I had a whole character made up in a finishing move. You found the cigarettes on me. I apologize. I just don't want to get beat up. Brings up all them repressed memories of boarding school, and they would fucking take me down to the beach and tie my hands behind my back, and they'd put my leg between.
Silence! Put these beads in your ass and atone for your sins.
He's chasing me there. Don't do that.
Those weren't regular beads either. I made sure the wires were dangling right out and turned them up real good and juicy. Town prep's
there
20 wins.
There were frayed wires. It shocked me.
Egged in his ass.
Tonight, our contestant won the finest linen briefcase money could buy. Only have it professionally cleaned in order right now from Oingleberries.
I threw it out.
Tonight's contestant will take home 2 free tickets to the AA baseball game. Featuring the Omaha Twisters and the Fresno Banksters. Coming
dude,
up tonight, courtesy of Even Flow Nipples.
Dude, he's going to be there. Tiger Woods is going to be there. We got words from him right now. You heard it here.
It's incriminating evidence.
Hey, what he just said was some wild shit, and it's a good thing nobody listens to what we do. Oh, wait, you do. Facebook, Hour Magar. Oh, shit. Twitter.com, Magar Hour. And also, check out Magar Hour on Twitch. Maybe go to MagarHour.com. And also remember, for all your social media kiss test reverse cuck needs, send yourself right on down to that send money we need dead. We're dead and need money. Give it to us now. I'm falling apart right
now. We're dead. Send the money. We're dead. Don't tell mom we're gay. When you we need you to get there first and clean out the box under the bed.
The
don't
cops
let anyone see what's in there.
It's got a smelly dildo in there. You need to throw that dildo away, Greg. We all know what you keep in
your
box.
When I'm dead, guys can throw it away. I'm keeping it for now.
Dude, this isn't fresh like a fresh dolphin. You need to get rid. Look.
We got dildos.
We read them. We know
we
what happened. We got fresh dildos. No big deal.
Here in the studio. Why do you keep that smelly one around? We got they're donated here by sponsors. They're given to us. They've got a big box of them there next to the.
Because I
VHS
feel like if
tape.
I use those ones, I feel like a sellout. You know, I like to use my. I like to keep it. You know, like home rooted, and use the ones that I've been using because that's what I'm comfortable with.
Man, you're like Marilyn Manson's grandpa, though, like I was saying earlier, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it some more. Marilyn Manson didn't take his rib out, but his grandfather was a sexual deviant and was found, you know, dead, with money all over him, dressed up as a girl. And when they went searching through his personal belongings, which happens after you die, hey guys, guess what? Some fuckbag's gonna go looking through all your shit after you're dead, just letting you know a little bit of reality, because I've been dead, I know what happens, they go through my stuff. Every time, Tom Preps. So, what I'm saying
that's
to you
right.
is...
That's right. Just to conclude, his grandpa had bestiality porn.
Yeah, they went through his personal object. They found a Vaseline-encrusted dildo. They found a bunch of dogs fucking dogs pictures and dogs fucking other animals pictures. This shit was really hot. This shit was really sexy. But that's not what I'm talking about, Greg. I'm talking about you keeping this stinky fucking dildo in here. And I can't handle the smell
right.
of it.
I didn't realize, you know, you guys
over it.
You should have told me sooner. I'd have thrown it out. I didn't realize you felt so strongly about it. I thought it was cool.
You're throwing it out?
Yeah. No,
I'm so happy. What? I was excited to play. No, just let those dudes in here. Come on in. Salam alaikum. Salami spray. Oh, he's sticking in my ass. It's not my underwear. Okay, hang out with these dudes. Now you're getting married. How do you feel? Old Greg, for stealing and kissing cigarettes without prior approval of the Roan, you are now getting married to this entire hashish bar band. Tom Prebs, give him the word.
Oh, God, I feel like a little worm on a big fucking hook right now.
You're in a lot of trouble, and you should be sweating.
Oh, we got Samir here. Samir has generously donated $60,000 to the McGar Hour in return for a weekend in Vegas with old Greg. So
he's gonna fuck.
You're going to have a lot of fun this weekend. He's going to take you to go see Cirque du Soleil, Greg. Also, he's going to buy you all the Victoria's Secret lingerie you want. It's going to be a big fun time.
Size 14.
That's what you get.
Here she comes.
Here she comes. Don't move.
Filled with delicious pepperoni pizza, chicken and cheddar, or ham and cheese in a crispy pocket.
When it's late at night and you want a tasty bite, what are you going to pick? Hot Pockets.
The hot meal in a pocket.
What are you going to pick? Hot Pockets.
Try Lean Pockets.
Testing the desert. The emptiness of the desert makes a perfect environment to calibrate electronic crowd response gathering equipment. Using special goggles and a digital wand, our researcher can balance the sensitivity meters at unity gain before exposing the...
That, of course, is one of our world-famous scientists down in the basement.
He's a scientist.
He was testing, of course, these cat vaginas and whether or not glass rods would stimulate them the same way as a barbed cat penis would or not. But you tuned into the McGar Hour... A penis, that's the male sexual organ. That's how he implants the seed into the womb, and then new birth begins.
It's the instant rebirth of you for you while you're sticking things inside yourself. We just watched old Greg get married and manhandled in a very halal, prepared way. I liked it. It was fast. He really got in on you.
It was a... He was a uncaring lover, but in the end, I was satisfied. So it's
tell me about Leonard Cohen.
It was like a win lose. It was awful.
The honeymoon's over. Old Greg's back and ready.
He was an uncaring lover, but in the end, he was satisfied.
Lover, but in the end. He was.
He took what he wanted and got only but what he needed. And it's like, you know, I came too, so it's like I feel guilty. Like, I enjoyed it and shouldn't have, you know?
Yeah, back to the cool guy music. You see what happened? You're like, yeah, I came too. But then you said some other shit. It was like, bullshit. It was like, nope. Then it was back to the garbage music.
Hey. Thank God for weaponized marijuana. Yeah, I would just say to all my homeboys out there smoking K2.
Cool guy music
and spice.
Yo, get that weaponized
marijuana
powder out.
It's not real weed. It's fake weed.
Fake weed. Blaze it 420. All you non-gay faggots.
It's weaponized marijuana. It's K2. It's spice. It's really bad.
You.
New York City, upstate New York, but. It's not bad. I hung out with my good personal friend of mine. You might know him as MTV Neck, a.k.a. Riff Raff, Joey High Roller.
Music right here.
Talking about the greatest intercontinental champion that ever lived, the Honky Tonk Man is out of line. Yeah, because I am the greatest intercontinental heavyweight champion that ever lived, and I am the greatest professional wrestler that ever lived, and I'm living now, yeah!
Sup, nigga? You wanna talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
Sup, fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie?
Where you from? Spike, riff raff Spike, you can't just be blowing up a motherfucker. It's a good thing we're on a break right now. You can't just be saying, hey, Jody High Roller, you know, Cocaine Dawson, sexist in Texas, motherfucking riff raff is smoking on them
Dolphin
sweet babies.
Dive.
You know, you can't be doing some shit like that. What? We're live?
Oh, shit, y'all found out.
Riff raff smoked that shit, dude. Rest in peace to his brain. He's going to be a zombie soon. So get ready for Zombie Riff Raff, Neon Piss, While You Kiss. Tom Preps, tell them where it is.
Tonight, Riff Raff, you can see him in Garbageville, also Webovision. Feel free to donate $5.99 for unreleased content at McGarHour.com. We'll show you behind the scenes. That's right. We got a special streaming service. You get access to all 1,001 episodes of the McGar Hour, including never seen before footage of Reno Trip, also Sacramento Hangout, Meat Clown, and never before seen footage from last year's Champagne for Us event. Get ready to go full roan in that Bone Zone. For only $4.99 a month, you get access to all 5 seasons of the McGar Hour. And not only that, but you get the pay-per-views, upcoming pay-per-views, and live appearances. We'll give you the code word to get in for free. Suck it.
God damn, fuck it. Who cares? Two pair. We've got them calling in right goddamn now. We're hanging up on you. We just got rid of you, and we just hung up on you right now, and we got rid of you. And we're hanging up on you a little bit more, and we're letting you in, and we're getting rid of you now.
We only take the calls to hang up on them.
Look, we're taking a call. We're hanging up on you. You're calling in and you're gone. Caller, you're live and you're gone. Caller, you're alive, but you're not on this show. Poof, you're out of here. Caller, take a call. You're live. Caller, taking a call. Caller and caller, take
a call.
Come on,
caller, take a call. Caller,
take
a call.
They might be
Hi.
Bad.
You're live on the air.
Oh, my God. You're live on the air right now. We were just trying to get a response from Alien Life. And here it is, Gary Gamberdome's calling up to tell us secrets of the road. Hey, what's going on? I heard you got a new washing machine. I heard you're feeling good and clean. You got paint all over your jeans. What's cracking off?
Yeah, it was bad. I tried to move the washing machine, and we got trapped in the basement. And nobody would, and I didn't have my phone with me.
Man,
and I
you
tried
were...
to call. I tried, like, I they're like a business. Like, this, my friend owns a bar, and I tried to call them, and they didn't pick their phone up. I had to pee in the bucket. I was trapped down there for like over an hour.
Well, dude, next time you get trapped in a small space and you need it really good, and us to come on down, I'll send my uncle. He's in the back. You can hear him yelling. He's gonna come in there. He's gonna hump the shit out of you and make. Hey, look, if you gotta piss, you gotta piss. No bucket. It's on him. He'll drink it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Damn it.
Something dude, you can get rid
number.
Of the piss. You can get rid of the piss by feeding it to this guy. Right now, feed the homeless. Save a bum. Feed him poop and pee. Dude, he's going to love you forever. Jammy Jamberdone, you just taught us some secrets of the road. Now, how do you feel? We went through some of old Greg's pockets, and we found things like babies, underwear, and cigarettes packed in Jim Tawara's cigarette cream. What should we do? We married him to an entire hashish band. Like there's this hashish club we go to here in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Samir runs it.
Yeah. What do you think? Keep marrying him to dudes?
What?
Do I keep marrying him to dudes or what? Well, come on now.
Yeah, I keep marrying him to dudes.
My first day.
Yeah, get as much out of him as you can. I'd totally marry him to dudes.
You're going to have sex?
And,
he's telling me right now he's going to fuck you. Get rid of him.
Oh, wow. Get rid of that guy. Hey, Jemby, have you had a little gin tonight?
No, I haven't had any gin. I did have like two cans of Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Yeah!
I'm still in the hill. So
get
you can get like you can get. I was like
right?
Yeah, you can, if you can get four cans, you can get four pints for $3. It's awesome.
I'm
four cans for $3.
Yeah, for like 16 ounce cans.
The weather
yeah, like
also got the fried pickle Bloody Mary comes with chicken nuggets.
We've got the weather forecast right now, just coming in live. $3 in Arizona, $2 in Texas, and also a lower in the Midwestern states like Nebraska. So bundle up. It's going to get a bit chilly with that money. That was your weather. That's good.
Yeah.
I did it. It was good, right? It's your money.
It's all right.
It's your money.
Yeah.
Who cares? Money. Give me some money.
Exactly.
I'm dead. Give us all the money.
Send money, we're dead.
Rest in peace to us. We're dead. Don't tell our mom we're gay. Tammy Jamber, don't. She's here right now.
I want to give a shout out to Rest in Peace Q-Tip.
Yo, yes, son. That's my main grip right there, and I'm talking that real talk right now. Yo, Q-Tip, this one's for you, baby.
You have to do something amazing to deserve a Milano cookie.
Programs and reading prepared speeches like this gibberish that you just shared with us, making demands.
They made so many improvements with the 2010 Malibu. To list them all, it would be impossible. J.D. Power, Cartier.
Back. It's a Magar Hour, baby, and we're white black, blacker than ever. More black than you. Report your neighbors for being too white at 347-215-7638. It's all right. They're white. They need to go to jail for it. They're too proud.
We've got a handy questionnaire. All you do is fill it out. It's simple. Feel strongly or feel negatively about it. Go ahead, check how you feel on a scale of 1 to 10. Submit it. Click. Boom, it's easy. Less than 30 seconds and you're done. Your neighbors are going to jail.
Prove your blackness in one easy step. Tom Preps, what am I eating?
These are curried potatoes with fried paneer. Paneer, of course, is Indian homemade cheese. I, of course, strain this through a very fine cheesecloth using organic non-GMO goat milk. It's 100%. Full of protein, low fat, and we're guaranteed to provide you a lot of chakra energy to boost your ding-dong.
It's proof enough for me to know that I'm a big, strong black man, and I'm ready to take on the goddamn world. Old Greg, what's next?
We're going to pull a balloon out of your ass and see what happens when we're white-black.
Oh, get ready for it right now, because you used to be white.
You're disgusting. Oh, Greg, no. No, it's gross.
Pull it out of my ass while I'm eating also. Please, let's get it going right now. Crank it off.
Oh, it says, kick Jesus that faggot Christ out of the basement.
Works every time. We'll be right back.
is Hard Rock Joe, and I hope you like punk music, because there's a punk song that I wrote for Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Pizza Hut no pizza ga suki, suki.
一周全部ソーセージ、ミニドッグ新登場。
You have a collect call from a federal correctional facility. Do you accept the charges?
Hey guys, it's Jamie. It's Jamie's World, and welcome to my.
Okay, everybody, listen up.
Go full road. The Lagar Hour.
It'll be huge.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Magara Live. It's Jazz Top Preps. And also, old Greg hears about the rest tonight. Call in 347-215-7638. No guarantee that we won't hang up on you. So you've been
right now,
hanging up Milwaukee's best ice.
Hey,
I love it. Call
hey,
in.
Old Greg's batteries are going low. He's recently been hired as a Men in Black for the movie Wild Wild
yep.
West. He's got to go. Tom Preps, give him the kiss.
I said I'm white blank.
That's a simple fact, ladies and gentlemen. We're white, black. We're black in action. Get ready. My last name is Jesse Jackson. Tonight's show came at the speed of kiss, no doubt due to the fine folks at Behave Live, LLC 2017. Also, the 2016 Chevy Silverado like a goddamn rock.
Play us out with some of that Snoop Dogg! Yo, man, I don't want to end this show. This fucking Snoop Dogg track is too good, dude. It's too good. Snoop Dogg. It's Snoop Dogg.